USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The former head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement is urging the Biden administration to restart the Remain in Mexico protocol. Without it, Tom Homan says the surge in illegal immigration will keep coming.
No one's celebrating more of this presidency than the criminal cartels in Mexico. They're back in business. They're facilitating crime on the border because cartels are making millions of dollars a day.
Homan speaking in Texas on Fox News after visiting a migrant processing center with members of Congress. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is extending federal loans for small businesses. He signed an extension of the Federal Paycheck Protection Program, otherwise known as PPP. Biden applauding the bipartisan effort to get the extension passed and called small businesses the backbone of the economy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
Police in New York need your help to find someone accused of a hate crime.
New York City police are on the lookout for the attacker caught on video brutally beating a 65-year-old Asian woman who was on her way to church. The assailant pummeled her while she was on the ground and is wanted for a hate crime. An individual described in reports as a security guard seemed unwilling to render aid to the woman and instead just simply closes the door after the attack. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House is continuing to be concerned about the rising cases of coronavirus along with hospitalizations. White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt telling MSNBC it is an accelerated threat.
So we are accelerating this response. We're bringing it to everybody. That should send a message to people that they should hold on for a couple more weeks at least.
Slavitt also saying that states that are loosening restrictions are playing with fire, although Texas seeing a decrease in cases since they loosened restrictions. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. response to the surge at the southern border is ramping up. More than 300 additional U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents are reportedly being deployed to the border amid the crisis. The surge being fueled by unaccompanied illegal immigrant children and border resources are being strained. The White House blaming the Trump administration, but Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, tells Fox News.
Send them back or they're going to keep coming. I've never seen so many incentives for illegal immigration as I see today. If you're 16 and younger, we're going to make sure you never leave the country. If you have a family member here illegally, we're going to pay to reunite the family illegally. That incentivizes more illegal immigration.
Major League Baseball and the Players Association agree on new COVID-19 protocols.
Major League Baseball has set a benchmark for lifting its COVID protocols for players. The league said Monday that when 85% of players and primary field staff get their full vaccination, it would lift restrictions, including requiring masks in the dugouts and bullpens. Vaccinated players would also be allowed to gather in indoor spaces without masks and would have more freedom to leave team hotels on road trips. MLB has not mandated vaccinations for its players and staff, but is strongly encouraging them to get the shots when they're eligible. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Opening day of the 2021 Major League Baseball season is on April 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.